Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial
from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay, Ms. Schaefer, I'm not gonna finish that question. Thank you very much. I'll pass the witness.
Cross to them.
Hello, Ms. Schaefer.
Hello.
I want to start with this incident you talked about on direct with the ammunition and Ms. Gutierrez putting it into her fanny pack, okay?
Okay.
So first, you don't know the difference between blanks and dummies, right?
I do not. Not visually.
Right. And is what you saw in that one instance, Sarah Zachary bringing Hannah Gutierrez the different boxes of ammunition?
She was next to Hannah. I'm not sure exactly where the boxes were staged.
Right, but you saw Sarah bring her a box, and then Ms. Gutierrez take the rounds and put them in her fanny pack, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you don't know if Sarah had shaken those boxes before she brought, or those rounds before she brought them, right?
I do not.
Can metal prop guns that can't fire, like replicas, like gun replicas, would those require safety checks? Okay, Ms. Schaefer, you said you worked on several film sets before, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you've given us testimony today about what you saw and safety checks and whatnot, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you know what a replica gun is?
I can tell you, I would not know if somebody showed me a plastic gun near me or one that could fire. So whichever way you were referring to replica, I do not know. Because I would consider that a prop gun versus something the armorer would be in charge of.
So you are not, did you just say you don't know the difference between a replica gun and a real gun?
If I were not to see them, touch them in front of me, no, I would not.
Are you aware whether a replica gun even requires safety checks?
I'm confused by your words. Do you mean if you mean a rubber gun, that does not need safety checks. You would not check a rubber gun. But if it is a gun that you put ammunition of any kind in, whether it's dummy or, whatever other the quarter loads that they use, then those would need to be checked for safety. But a rubber gun would not.
And you're saying that despite never working as an armorer before, right?
That is correct. I am not an armorer.
And you've never even worked in props as a props assistant, have you?
I have not worked in props. That is not my craft.
And have you ever worked on a set where there was actually part-time armor?
Part-time? No.
Right.
Day players, yes, but not part-time.
So who is in charge of the gun cart when the armor has to go to the restroom?
That would I've never been in that situation. If somebody needed, if the armorer was in the restroom, I would assume we would wait until the armorer was available to do their job. That would not be somebody for any other department that I am aware of.
When you saw this incident with Sarah Zachary bringing Hannah this ammunition, and you saw Hannah, you said put it in a fanny pack, right?
Correct.
You don't know if those were blanks or dummies, do you?
I do not.
And you, were you aware that Ms. Gutierrez's fanny pack had multiple separators in it?
I was not. I did not. I just saw her pouring them in. I did not see anything other than the pouring motion.
And you don't follow Ms. Gutierrez or Sarah Zachary all day on set, do you?
I do not.
And you don't know if there are safety checks done that were out of your presence, do you?
I do not.
Is it true that you have filed a lawsuit against David Hall's PDQ, Seth Kinney, and Sarah Zachary and Hannah Gutierrez?
Yes, it is true.
Among others, right?
Correct.
And in that lawsuit, you claim that you've been traumatized by the incident, right?
Absolutely.
And you have, you are actually seeking money damages in that lawsuit for extreme emotional distress?
That is correct.
Did you in fact obtain a civil judgment against Sarah Zachary in that lawsuit for a sum of money?
It has been entered into judgment, yes.
And your case against Ms. Gutierrez, that's still pending, right?
That is correct.
Do you believe that your testimony here today is going to help you in your civil case against her?
I'm not here for my civil case. I'm here for this case.
I understand what you're here for, ma'am, but do you believe that your testimony here is going to help you in that case?
I'm not thinking about that case. I'm thinking about the fact that had our armorer or our first AD done their jobs, we would not be here. A woman would not be dead. A mother would not be gone.
And you filed a civil lawsuit over this?
Yes.
For your damages?
Correct.
To get money?
Not for money. It's not how it started.
And you, ma'am, are an EMT basic or an EMT? What is your EMT training?
EMT. There is an EMT, there's EMT advanced or advanced EMT, and there's paramedic.
And you do have a certification, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you licensed through the state of New Mexico?
I am, and the state of California, as well as the National Registry.
In fact, you also have medical experience working at a hospital for almost 3 years,
That
right?
is correct.
And that was in an overflow unit for the emergency room?
We need to approach.
What is your experience? You did say you worked at the hospital, but what is your experience with treating gunshot wounds?
I do not have experience with gunshot wounds. They were not on the floor I worked on.
Why wouldn't you be trained on that type of injury when you're dealing on a set with real guns?
I am trained for it. You asked about my experience at the hospital.
Okay, so you are trained with treating gunshot wounds.
Correct.
But you just don't have experience actually applying that training, is that fair?
Not in the hospital setting or outside of it, correct.
You said on direct that you had two trauma bags?
I have my normal bag, which has, it's a 96% bag, it's kind of like a walking Walgreens, but it has gauze in it and trauma shoes, in case something else is needed until I get my main trauma bag.
Did you have any equipment with you on that day specifically addressed to treating a gunshot wound?
No.
You didn't have chest seals?
No.
Did you have any IVs?
I am not licensed to start IVs. So I would not. And we are on a movie set where there should be no gunshot wounds.
Well, are there other things on a movie set that could cause a thoracic puncture on the set?
Not generally. Not generally. If there is going to be something that's going to happen where something more traumatic like that could happen, then we would request a standby ambulance to be on set with us so that we had all the gear and equipment needed, as well as additional medics to help.
But this movie had knives involved in it, right?
I could not tell you.
And horses?
There were horses.
Snakes?
There were wild snakes. We did not bring them onto set.
Can we approach?
Do you know who intubated Ms. Hutchins?
I do not. I can assume, but I do not.
You said, you can assume. Well, I mean, did you see it happen?
I did not.
Okay. Prior to All of these concerns that you're telling us about here today with Ms. Gutierrez, did you never raise any of those concerns with anyone?
I did not.
Not even the safety director, David Halls?
I did not.
And you said on direct, I believe, that prior to the shot that you heard on that day, that I think I heard you say, I want to get it clear, that you did not hear Dave Halls yell out, "Rehearsals up, first team on set." Did you ever hear that?
I did not.
You never heard any call out that they were going to do that set?
Not on the radio. I did not hear it. It doesn't mean it didn't happen and I didn't hear it, but...
No, I just want to know what you heard.
I did not hear that, no.
Okay. No further questions.
Ms. Schaefer, are chest seals and IVs customary for movie set medics?
Chest seals, if you can get them, it's not like we can go to a hospital and pick up equipment that or products that we would keep in our bags. Whatever we generally keep in our bags is something that we buy over the counter. There are ways to make chest seals, but they're not the most. They sometimes hurt more than help. IVs would be something that needs to be ordered, and if you do not have medical direction or a doctor that works at an ER that says yes, you can work to your scope of practice or your license level. If you don't have that, which most medics don't have that medical direction, you are not allowed to do that on outside of a hospital setting or outside of if you are employed by a EMS.
Okay. And shifting gears, you were asked on cross-examination some questions about whether or not safety checks of ammunition would have taken place outside your presence. Do you recall that question?
Yes.
In your experience, are the safety checks of the ammunition done in the presence of the crew and the cast?
Yes.
Do you know if there's a reason for that?
I'm not sure.
Well, if a safety check of ammunition was done outside the presence of the cast and crew, would the cast and crew have knowledge as to the level of safety associated with that ammunition?
Not if it was not done in front of them, no. But the cast and crew are all welcome to ask for it to happen.
Okay. You were asked some questions about a civil lawsuit, and you were asked if you were testifying today because you thought it would help your civil lawsuit.
Correct.
And I think your response was, you didn't do it for money, that's not how it started. So I'd like you to, and then I think you got cut off, I'd like you to go ahead and finish that.
The reason that I brought any kind of lawsuit to anybody in the beginnings is because I wanted change in our industry. I did not want something like this to be able to happen again to anybody else, to their families, to the crew that knows them as family. I wanted some sort of change to happen, some policy change, whether it be required to have a standby ambulance or it be required to have additional medics if there's going to be big stunts or big gunfire or anything that could potentially cause, you know, somebody to become injured. I wanted that change in our industry because on that show there were roughly 75 crew. That is minimal to compared to what I normally would have on set. I would have no less than 300 usually before I would be approved to have an additional medic to come and help me. That is just not okay. That is not okay. And being the only medic there with two patients, knowing my resources were not close enough to help in any significant way, is what I wanted to change.
And have you suffered from extreme trauma as a result of this?
Yes. Can I just expand?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's proceed. Y- Upon my questioning, you asked if I asked you about your claim for emotional distress, and you responded and asked if you could expand on that. The court is going to let you. Please expand.
Thank you. I went home that night, and I looked at my little boy, who's the same age as Helena's son, and all I could think about is how I could not save his mother's life, and how he was going to grow up without a mother, and how her spouse lost the love of his life.
Okay. Well, I did not expect this testimony. I did not expect this testimony. So you're going to, and I mean no harm to you, but we're going to strike that testimony, okay? So disregard that testimony, okay? All right, let's.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Bull.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The emotional expense, her narrative, where she said, can I expand on that? And then she continued on and on and on. That's what you're going to strike, okay? You're going to disregard that as evidence. The rest of it, her direct, her cross-examination, and then her redirect, except when she said, can I expand on that? And then went into, her personal trauma. Okay? Any questions on that? Okay, thank you.
Are you ready for the next witness, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
State calls Mandy Mitchell.
Counsel? Counsel approach. Counsel approach.
Raise your right hand, ma'am.
Do you swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Speak into the microphone, thank you.
Just one second to get my notes in order. Ma'am, will you state your full name for the record?
Mamie Elizabeth Mitchell.
And Ms. Mitchell, what do you do for a living?
I'm a substitute teacher.
How long have you been a substitute teacher?
I think around 2.5 weeks.
So prior to being a substitute teacher, what did you do for a living?
I was a Hollywood script supervisor.
And can you explain to the jury what a script supervisor does?
Sometimes I pre-time the script.
We don't know what that means.
I read the script, and in my mind I give a producer and director an idea of how long their movie is. And based on that, they'll cut some scenes or add some scenes, build some sets or not build the sets. So it's a budgetary thing. While we're shooting a film, I provide the actors with lines if they need them. I keep the continuity in all areas.
And when you say you keep the continuity, can you explain to us what that means?
It means that your right hand is on your right hip and you're leaning on your left hand. And I'm going to make sure you do that every time we shoot.
That scene.
The camera. That scene for that dialogue. So it's maintaining the continuity, which brings me to that the thing that I really do is to ensure that a film cuts together seamlessly in the editing room, which gives the director choices.
As a part of being a script supervisor, do you keep very close track of all of the filming that's done on the set and the scenes that have been filmed?
Yes, I log every shot, lens, how long the shot is, if it's incomplete, if it's good, if it's not good, if it's fair, if it's the best one. And if there's an airplane on line 6, but then the airplane, it's okay in line 9, sound, everything that has to do with photography, I have in here, and that's translated to the editing room.
Okay. How long were you a script supervisor before you decided to become a substitute teacher?
About 42 years.
And in those years that you have worked in the film industry, how many movies and TV shows do you think you've worked on?
74.
And of those 74 shows, if you can guesstimate for us, how many of those had live guns and an armorer?
I think I've worked with an armorer about 24 times, on 24 films. Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes maybe a gun is used one time, and if the armorer was brought in for that, I'm not really aware of that. But when guns are really a part of a script, about 24 times.
Okay. Safe to say you have a lot of experience with armorers on movie sets.
I do.
As the script supervisor, are you present for every single take that is filmed for every single scene?
Unless it's a second unit, and I have a second unit script supervisor, but for every first unit shot, I'm there for every take.
On the set of Rust, were you there for every take?
Yes.
Okay. So, I am going to ask you if you noticed any differences between Ms. Gutierrez and the other armorers that you worked with on the previous 24 occasions.
No objection.
Ma'am, do you recall the question?
No, unfortunately not.
How did Ms. Gutierrez compare to the other previous 24 armorers that you worked with?
I found her to be inexperienced and did not present in the way that I'm used to seeing professional armorers, union armorers, on a film set. It was different.
Did you find her behavior on the film set to be professional?
I did not.
Did you ever take notice of where firearms were stored during filming or around the set?
I saw them on her cart.
And when you saw them on her cart, was she present?
Not all the time.
And was that unusual?
Everything about the cart was unusual.
When you say everything about the cart was unusual, can you explain to the jury what you mean?
In my experience, what I have experienced on film sets is that the armorers are very quiet, focused, and very organized. Everything is very
that effect.
Organized. And they're very focused. I don't know if I said that, but they're very focused and sort of methodical about everything. Their movements are very methodical.
I'm going to take you back to your concerns about the cart specifically. Can you explain what your concerns were with the state of the prop cart?
Well, I just never seen anything like it. It just reminded me, I mean, it, not that it reminded me, but the best way I can describe it is it was like that drawer in your kitchen where you just put stuff that doesn't really go anywhere else, the random things, and you go in to look for something, and just, it was messy to me. It looked different than what I was used to.
Did it seem organized?
No, it did not seem organized.
At any point in time, were you aware that there were what I'm going to refer to as accidental discharges that took place on set?
I was on the set at the cabin.
Hang on, you're a step ahead of me. Were you aware of the accidental discharges?
Yes.
Okay. Were you present for the accidental discharges?
Yes.
Okay, can you go ahead and explain to us what happened with regard to those accidental discharges?
Well, I believe the first one, I was walking. Shall I describe the set? From here to where those people are back there, away, walking back. We had camped out over here for a wide shot. And so we kind of moved back, and as I was walking back, there was a gunshot went off. There was a gunshot, and it was frightening.
And do you know the circumstances of that accidental discharge?
Well, it was one of them that I know about now.
No, that's okay. In terms of when you heard the gunshot go off, why was it frightening? It's a Western. You know, we've heard that there's lots of guns and blanks and...
Because it doesn't happen.
But what doesn't happen?
Guns do not just go off on a film set.
In your career, do you recall having that ever happen to you?
I do not.
And when... Can you give the jury a little bit of background on... Given that guns go off on movie sets because there's blank ammunition in the gun and guns are being shot, why would it have startled you? What's the procedure usually for gunshots?
Fire in the hole. Someone yells, "Fire in the hole."
What does that tell you when someone yells that? Tell us what you're doing.
Fingers in your ears, mouth open. You have to keep the mouth open.
Why do you keep your mouth open?
It helps your eardrums. Something about that. That's what we do. I've known that forever. You keep your mouth open and you go like this.
Okay. So
you protect your hearing.
With regard to the accidental discharges, did anyone call fire in the hole?
No.
And how many accidental discharges occurred while you were working on set?
Two.
And do you recall if they were the same day?
They were the same day, same set.
Did they cause you to feel concerned?
I was concerned and I was confused.
What do you mean confused?
Shortly after I was hired by Roe Waters to do this movie.
No, I'm sorry. I think I understand, and I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
So let me... Let me back up.
Okay.
Ma'am, you indicated that you are on the set of Rust. You were present for the filming of every take of every scene. Is that right?
Yes.
And I am... Wait a minute. Let's get out of there.
Okay.
I am going to show you what is marked as State's Exhibit 164. I'm going to ask to have it entered into evidence, admitted into evidence, and permission to publish.
No objection, Your Honor.
All right, State's 164 is admitted, and you may publish.
So, Ms. Mitchell, you're present every time they're rolling camera, is that right, on Rust?
With the exception of sometimes, just a couple of times.
Let me ask you this. Do you recall meeting with me and me showing you a video that I wanted you to talk about that was from October 17th? Do you recall that?
No.
Okay.
Would you refresh? Could you refresh my memory, please?
I will refresh your memory. We're going to have to unplug because I'm going to have to refresh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's all right.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about now?
I do.
Okay. Okay. I think we can turn the monitors back on. Let's go ahead. Were you present for the filming of that take?
Yes, I was.
All right. I'm going to pull up State's Exhibit 164 and publish. Ma'am, do you recall the date that this particular take was filmed? I'm sorry. Hang on just a second. In order for you to refer to your notes, we need you to have a discussion with us.
Okay.
So, as you sit here today, do you recall the date that this was filmed?
I don't recall the date, but it's in my script.
Okay. Would it refresh your memory if you looked at your notes?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do, listen to me carefully.
I am.
I want you to look at your notes. And then I just want you to keep that information to yourself.
Wait a second, don't open your mouth. They get to approach you and see what you're looking at.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to have this. When you look in your notes, just take note of the date and then wait for a follow-up question, okay?
Okay.
Does counsel wish to approach to see what she's looking at?
I don't need to see her notes. Do you want to see her notes?
I'd like to see it.
Sure.
So it's a script.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall I open it up?
Okay. All right.
You can come around here if you want.
Okay.
Ms. Mitchell, go ahead and take your time and see if you can find that. I apologize.
Well, I don't want to get into why this is confusing, but I think a gremlin came in and took the page because I can't find it.
Hang on.
Should be October 20th. Yeah. It's October 20th.
Nope.
No.
Stop for a second. I told you to wait for a follow-up question.
Sorry.
Don't just speak, okay?
Okay.
Wait with us.
Okay. Here it is. I found it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, has your memory been refreshed as to the date?
Yes.
And let me just ask you, and you can close, take note of the date, okay? And is there something that's on the screen that helps you refer to your notes?
10/17.
Go ahead and answer my question.
Yes.
What's on the screen that helps you refer, that helps you find that in your notes?
125 Charlie, the scene number.
Okay, so the 125C is the scene number. Is that what you said?
That's the slate number. The scene is 125. This is the slate number.
Okay. And so are you able to compare your notes to the information on that slate?
Yes.
And were you present for the filming of this take?
I was.
And what was the date that this was filmed on?
October 17th, 2021.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and publish it now.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark.
Here you go. We got to do the footprints again. So we're here. He's camera left?
No, that's it.
I'm sorry?
It's my understanding that part of your job is continuity. Is that right?
Correct.
So I'm going to ask you, can you identify this prop that we're looking at right here on Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
What is that prop?
It's his over-the-shoulder holster
and
bandolier thing.
His holster or bandolier, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And what are these things that are right here?
Bullets.
And is that the way that the bandolier was loaded on October 17th?
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Ms. Mitchell, I'm going to take you to the date of October 21st, 2021. Were you working on set that day?
Yes.
We understand that there was some filming in the morning, and I'm not going to spend too much time on that. Do you recall taking a lunch break that day?
I did.
Let me back up. We've heard a lot of testimony that the camera crew walked off that day.
Yes.
And did you have a discussion with Mr. Souza and Ms. Hutchins about making the day?
I did.
Okay, without saying what they said, can you just tell us what you said to them in terms of that conversation?
I said, I turned to Helena and I said, I shoot with one camera all my career until shooting with two cameras became the thing. I said, I looked at Joel and I said, if we're organized and you have a plan, we can make the day with one camera. And Helena said, I shoot with the one camera too all the time.
Okay, provided only for context. We understand that there was some filming, and then you went to lunch. I want you to start after lunch. It's our understanding that there's something going on in the church preparing for a scene. If you can describe that to us, please. Do you recall, let me ask you this, when you went into the church after lunch, were other people already there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
After lunch.
After lunch. We're only going to talk about after lunch.
Okay. Yes.
So when you were in the church after lunch, who do you recall being in the church?
Doran Curtin.
And Ms. Curtin, what was her role on set?
Wardrobe.
Okay. Keep going, please.
She had blood. She was going to refresh blood.
Fake blood, I assume.
Fake blood.
Okay.
I switched places with her because she's real tall, and I said, could I stand in front of you? And we laughed, and I went in front of her. Helena, Serge, my director, Ross, Zach, Alec Baldwin in the pew with the gun, Karen Kuhn.
Who's Karen Kuhn?
She's a still photographer.
Thank you.
And she was on this side.
Okay, thank you.
Coming into the church, I think there was a special effects guy there, maybe the supervisor.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you came into the church, did Mr. Baldwin already have his gun?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay, so you didn't see how he got the gun or who handed him the gun?
I did not.
Okay, so you come into the church.
Dave Hall was there also.
Okay, Mr. Hall was there.
Sorry.
How long before the gun goes off are you in the church?
Not very long at all.
Okay, so when you come into the church, you've indicated these people were there. What was happening in the moments before the gun went off?
I switched place with Doran. Helena was here, and she's doing her thing with the light, you know, looking at him. She's doing her lighting. And people are not static on a film set. So it's a dance. And she's doing this and looking at there was an onboard monitor, and Joel is looking, and they're there, and she's doing her thing and looking at him and that. And I don't know what everybody else was doing, but that's what they were doing.
Okay.
I saw the camera. I knew I had an idea of what shot it was, one of three. I hadn't seen the lens yet, so I wasn't sure what it was yet. And that's what they were doing.
And then what happened?
And then I took my phone out.
It's okay. Don't.
I took my phone out. Oh, the actor was practicing on his own.
Mr. Baldwin.
Yeah, he was practicing. And as I was doing, he was practicing. And then when I looked down to my phone got the picture. I was going to check his wardrobe, make sure everything matched.
And let me stop you. As a part of your continuity job, do you frequently take photos and videos on your phone?
I frequently take photos.
Okay.
Sometimes it flips. I take photos.
Okay. When you said sometimes it flips, on occasion, do you end up with a live photo or a short video?
Yes.
Okay. So you're using your phone for continuity.
Constantly.
Okay. What happens then?
So I got my picture, and I was going to check his wardrobe, and right when I was doing that, explosion.
And when that happens, what do you do?
My body, I had a black, it was a shock. And then I heard a guttural moaning, and I looked around, and my director was crab crawling backwards. And then I turned around to look at Alec, and when I did, she was falling in my direction, and I ran.
And when you say she was falling, you mean
Helena Hutchins was falling, and I ran.
And when you, why did you run?
To get help.
And so.
And away from danger.
Okay. Where did you go?
I ran down out the door, down the steps, to the left, towards the one of the set. It was a set deck truck, one of the trucks, with my phone, and I start dialing 911.
And are you the person that called 911 in this case?
I am.
And when you spoke to 911, how did you describe the incident that you were calling them for? Ms. Mitchell,
I believe I said we've had two people shot accidentally on a film set. We need help immediately.
And why did you use the word accidentally?
I did not want her to think there was an active shooter or a mass shooting. I needed and gather an army together. I wanted to come right away.
Okay.
Help right away.
And you thought that if law enforcement or medics thought that it was an active shooter, it may take them more time. Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Okay. And, ma'am, have you also filed a civil lawsuit against the production company and other folks in this case?
I have.
Are you testifying today because you think it's going to help your civil lawsuit?
No, it's not going to help my civil lawsuit at all.
Are you testifying truthfully today?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll pass the witness.
Ma'am, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. I just have a few questions for you, not too much. First of all, I want to go back to your movies with the other armors. You said there was about 24 of them, give or take. Okay. On those, did you ever have a situation where there was a part-time armor, to your knowledge, somebody that did part-time armory and part-time something else?
I think there might have been one or two.
Were those day people, or was that part-time? Well, what's that term you used earlier, day, when they just come in for a day and then they're gone?
A day player?
Day player. Were those day players, or was that a part-time armor?
Do you mean, was it a prop master who also does armory?
Yes, even a day player did both.
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's a day player.
Okay. Now, with regard to seeing the cart you mentioned, do you know whether when you saw the cart sometimes, whether those firearms on there were real or whether they were replica firearms?
Not to my knowledge. I think everything was a real firearm.
Okay. Are you not aware whether there were any replica firearms, any fake type firearms on Rust?
No.
Okay. Now, also, you were aware that the armor would be called to scenes sometimes, right? That she'd have to be on a scene when they were filming?
I don't know what you mean by on a scene.
Okay, in or around it, when firearms were being used, she had to be in or around that scene?
All armors have to be present when a firearm is being used.
Okay, and that wasn't my question. My question was, did you know on this movie set that the armor sometimes had to be in or near the scene when firearms were being used?
Yes.
Okay. So on those times, it would be impossible for the armorer to be at her cart too, right?
Well, I've never heard of that before.
Well, kind of hard to be in two places at one time, isn't it? That's kind of the point. Now, did you know whether this cart was shared with props and armory men?
I think it was.
So, when you saw the messy, and you described it, your kitchen drawer where you put everything, do you know if the props people were coming and putting their stuff on it too?
I think they were.
Okay. And so do you know who might have caused the, things to be in different places? Was it props, or you don't know who was doing that? Do you?
I do.
Who?
They were all doing it.
Okay. So, did you see him?
Yes.
You saw Sarah, Zachary, putting stuff on him?
Three women at a cart. Sometimes.
Okay. Now, with regard to the discharge that you said you heard, you remember that?
Which one?
Well, you described when you were walking, I think you said you heard a sound, a shot. Is that right?
A misfire.
Yes. Okay.
Two of them.
Okay. Did you find out about that well after? Or did you actually, were you actually there?
I was there. It almost blew my ears out.
Okay. Now, do you know whether any of that was special effects?
It was not special effects.
Okay. Did you report that to anybody?
Everyone, I didn't have to report it. Everybody knew it.
Okay. Everybody in production?
I don't know about production. Everyone on the set heard it.
Okay. Do you know if Dave Halls heard it?
Dave Halls was there.
Okay. So he would have known, so you wouldn't have had to tell him, right?
Everyone who was at that set, on that set, and there were a lot of people, heard the gun go off accidentally, twice.
Okay. Different topic. In the script, do you remember whether it required a draw in the scene on October 21st, 2021, after lunch? Did that scene require a draw from the holster? For the actor, for Mr. Baldwin, to draw from his holster?
It did.
Okay. Do you remember if that required him to point the weapon?
That's not the shot that we discussed before lunch.
Okay. So was that in the script or not?
No.
Okay. I have nothing further to
I don't know the additional questions. Thank you.
Thank you. You're excused.
Thank you. Thank
you. You too. All right, we're going to break for the week. So, no, just because we did a whole week. All right, I don't want to confuse anybody. We're going to break for the day. Okay? All right. So, please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Do not do any research. Do not Google about the case or the trial, you know, the Rust production, anything, okay? The evidence is what you receive in court. Very, very important, okay? Have a good and safe weekend. We'll see you.
Yes, ma'am. One of the jurors wants just to be...
One of the jurors wants to be reassured that we're not going past the 8th. I can't give that reassurance, okay?
Can we approach on
yeah,
that, though?
Sure.
It might be helpful.
Is that correct? Okay. You don't have to... Nobody has to nod their head on which one of you wants to know. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so not past... Whether it's going to go past the 8th, they think that they will finish their case the day before that.
Yeah, and that would be finishing both cases.
Yes. Assuming everything goes at the right clip.
Judge, just a point of clarification. What we discussed is that we expect, hopefully, to be doing closing arguments the morning of the 7th.
Okay, but that doesn't mean your deliberations are not going to go past the 8th. All right? Because once it's handed to you, it's however long you all deliberate. Okay? So I would say, in an abundance of caution, that it will go past the 8th as far as deliberations go. That's in an abundance of caution. Okay? just knowing jurors have to get situated after they get the evidence, and then, you know, it just depends, okay? Am I making myself clear? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. We're in recess.
All right.
More raw courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.